Hello, everyone. Thank you, Connor. Ed Raymer here with you here at WGNS, 8 o'clock Sunday night. I want to start out, happy Father's Day to everybody, all the dads out there. I want to say thanks especially to my two children, our son Lauren, our daughter Nick. Thank you. Our son Nick, our daughter Lauren. I'll never live that one down. Thank you, kids. I love you, even though I can't. And even Philip, Lauren's boyfriend, who wasn't able to make it today because he works nights and he was sleeping. And that's perfectly all right. I certainly understand that. And he's a fine young man himself. He hails from Puerto Rico. And to my wife, also, thank you, hon. Appreciate you. Love you all very much. And, you know, we've had a lot of events this week, and I wanted to go this alone tonight. I want to see what your reactions are. I'd like to hear from so many of you. I see you on the street or I see you out and about at groceries, at supermarket or whatever. You know, and, hey, I heard that, and, that's a good thing. Or, hey, I'm not really sure about that. If you got an opinion, let me know. It's fine. Let me know what it is. I'd like to hear it. That's what we're here for. That's what I'm here for. And we're not here to start a bunch of trouble. We had this, we had the No Kings protest here locally. Around 2,000 showed up on Medical Center Parkway. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more. And noticed a lot of posts on Facebook about that. And, thank you all for going and what you did for everything over there. No situations, everybody peaceful and just enjoying being out. It turned out to be a pretty good day. The weatherman was supposed to not be very polite with us, but it turned out to be a pretty good day. And it's turned out to be a beautiful day today. So don't know what we got in store tonight, but we'll find out as time rolls along. And got some memorials. Got a memorial to do tonight for a fine lady. We buried her this week. And it's some like 12 million people in the No Kings parade. I think only like over 100,000 showed up in Washington for the parade for. Trump's birthday or whatever. They said it was the Army's 250th birthday. But we've all got mixed opinions on that, and that's their problem, not ours. So, if you're for me or against me, give me a call. Let me know, and let me know why. Let me hear your argument. I'd like to hear it. I'm not gonna laugh you off the air. A lot of people are scared of that, And, I want to, like I said, though, for Father's Day, it's important to reach out and talk to Dad. But, Dad, you got to thank you. Yeah, thank you, your kids, too, because we're lucky to have them. And these kids have a different road to travel today, a much different road than what we traveled as youngsters, I can assure you. So, thanks, Nick. Thanks, Lauren. And thanks to my wife. Thanks, hon. Love you all. But for right now, we're going to kick this thing off, Connor, if we can. My name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
It's a little rock and roll to kick you off tonight. This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. And of course, this show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach me tonight with your questions, your comments, your ideas, your gripes, your complaints at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also send a text to that number. And Connor's going to work the board for us tonight, as he always does, doing a great job as usual. And he'll be glad to read it over there. He'll hand it to me, and I'll read it for you. For those of you that may not, may be a little shy about going on the air live, and I can certainly understand that. You do not have to give your name, okay? Now, how to find us? Well, you can find us on news radio, the good old-fashioned radio here, like I said, at 1450 AM, 100.5, 101.9 FM. And on your radio dial, as they used to say, right there on your radio dial, you know. And now, in these modern times, you can reach, of course, on reach me, of course, on Facebook Live. I'm on that. You can see us on and all the programming here on. You can get the station website is WGNSRadio.com. That's WGNSRadio.com. Okay? Then you can go to News Radio WGNS on YouTube. Type that in, and we should come up on there right now. And then all of us, respectively, have our shows. They're cataloged on YouTube, and they're dated, whichever show you'd like to watch. Now, last week, intentionally, I ran a show that was a repeat, which I'll mention here later, for on behalf of our property assessor here, Mr. Rob Mitchell. And his attorney, Mr. Bud Carman, had come on here and on March the 23rd. Connor was good enough to run that last week. And we replayed that with some very pertinent information to a situation that's going on right here in Rutherford County. I'll comment on that later. You're welcome to call me on it if you'd like to. And, you know, so you can find us on YouTube. You can go to YouTube, type in the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. You may be able to pull me up live. I don't know. And I know Connor will post this show later tonight after I'm already long and gone. And then, of course, you can find us on, you know, my wife listens on Alexa, like I say many times. You can find us on Stitcher, Spotify, whatever. A lot, so many that carry your apps that you can find us on and download us or whatever, on demand, whatever the case might be. And you can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. And had a nice talk with Angela Bingham and Angie Marie. They left their guest tonight, pastor over at AMC Church here in Murfreesboro over on Manny, and fine man, he and his wife, and was glad to meet them, and doing some fine work over there. And Angela and Angie Marie are doing great work here. Their friend Taylor's helping them. They put on a good broadcast here, Simplicity. And they, of course, are a faith-based program, I understand. I do more political stuff, but they're doing some fine work over here. And I hear 6 o'clock every Sunday, and be sure to listen in to them. It's time well spent. Now, as to what's going on here, I'm lucky enough to have a young man like Connor here. A major downtown development is being planned for Murfreesboro. Now, some of you may have seen this. It's in the, right now, it's the old, or it's the current Bank of America building downtown, right here in Murfreesboro, right just right off the square, right behind Shacklett Photography. And you can get a picture of this, and I'd seen a picture of it. I guess it was on the paper. Maybe it was on Facebook. I don't know. And Connor was good enough to download this and print it off for me. And it's got 4 or 5 different views of the architect's rendering of what this is supposed to look like. And quite a thing here. I think this is going to be, what is this, Connor? Like 5 stories, 4 or 5 stories? Thor, it looks like.
I think it was like 8 or 9.
8? Is it 8? I don't know. We're not sure, but it's a big building, and it's going to have a parking garage. Yes, they were going to park. That's the first thing I asked. Connor said, look at the back page, and I did, and there's a parking garage there. So they've got that plan, too. So check it out. It looks as though this thing will. They're wanting it to go through. And, hey, Murfreesboro is growing, just like every place else here in Middle Tennessee. I'm going to give this back to you, Connor, okay, in case I need it. Keep it handy in case somebody calls in. We might need it. And, you know, so at any rate, it looks like we're going to be getting another structure built in addition to what we will be dealing with here with the station. We are the, as most of you know, because I'm asked quite frequently, hey, what's going on down there? Hey, when are they going to get started? Hey, whatever. You can go up where the old Shoney's was and the old liquor store. Was Longhorn Liquor, and you can see they're already starting to do some things in there. I drove by there, I think it was yesterday or day before, and there's some moves being made in there that are taking place. So there's some activity starting to happen. We are supposed to be started on construction. I think you said the mayor said between now, sometime between July and September, I believe, Connor. That's what they're hoping. So nothing is etched in stone, but it is going to take place. We're the only folks left here, so we're kind of in their way, if you know what I mean, and in a good way. And it's not that anybody's being contrary and not wanting to move and all that. There's nothing, none of that going on. And they're going to build a new station for the owners here of WGNS, right across the street. So we're going to be right in the same area. You can throw a rock over there and hit it. Please don't. But you'll be able to find us there. And, you know, we're excited about that because the town deserves, you got to have a good radio station like WGNS, AM and FM. And, you know, these older buildings, everything. I'm all for redoing, and I was in building for years. My family would tell you I'm all for going in and cleaning up, polishing up, and everything. But sometimes old buildings must be replaced, and that's where we're at here. I do not know exactly how old this structure is. I'm sure Bart Walker does, and a few other people in town, but you know, and of course, the police department, those folks next door moved out several years ago now. They're in their new location over on Highland. So the Murfreesboro Police Department is, and to a much needed bigger area. I hope they haven't outgrown it already, our police department. But, and then of course, our fire departments are all over the city. And of course, that's so justified because different parts of town, you want a fire engine to be able to make the trip rather quickly in your area of the woods, so to speak. So, at any rate, here you go, need pen, there you go. At any rate, there's going to be a lot of building activity going on right here in this section of town, and it looks like we're going to have some more building going on at the Bank of America building, you know. So, we'll see. And what is it? 15? I'm sorry. I stand great. 15 stories? Really? Wow. 15 stories. So I turned the first paragraph. I had not read it. Story, a building near the corner. It will feature a 15-story building near the corner of East Main Street and South Spring Street. And for years, location been commonly referred to, of course, as Bank of America building, which is located behind Mr. Shacklett's place, Shacklett's Photography. Part of the new development will also be constructed on the vacant grassy lot adjacent to Shacklett's. And we've got pictures here. I'm sure you can download these on the WGNS. Can you download the WGNS? Can you find the WGNS app? And, you know, you can find it, News Radio WGNS, and you can do that. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to our first series of breaks, if we can. Connor, if you would. And we're going to go to that and come back. We're going to talk a little more business. Stick around. This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show right here on WGNS. I'm Ed Raymer. Going to be with you for the balance of the hour. Get you a cup of coffee, sit back, relax. Give us a call with your complaints or with your attitudes or your ideas. You're welcome here at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
I wanted to tell you, we had a member of our family who passed away last week. It was really week before last. June McDaniel. This is my youngest brother's mother-in-law. And her husband, Don, we lost him. And that was before Vaughn and Nikki had married. Nikki's, Vaughn, of course, wife. This was her mother. And this was just one of the finest people you'd ever meet. She was 78 years of age. And, 77, in Lewisburg. And she passed away on June 5th. I have to forgive this old man. I've got to put my glasses on. I can't see without them anymore to read or anything. Yeah, June 5th at Murray Regional Medical Center. They had done all they could for her, and we lost her. And she was born August 3rd, 1947, in Perry County, Kentucky. And It was unbelievable. She was just a wonderful, wonderful person. I know we'd go to Von Nicky's the last two or three years for Christmas, and she always went to her Christmas Eve service at the First Presbyterian Church there in Lewisburg. Loved singing in the choir and active in the church and active in her General Federation of Women's Club. Spent time volunteering whenever the opportunity arose. Reading, painting, attending aerobics, something I try to stay away from. And she was very active, no doubt. And she will be missed. She's survived by my sister-in-law, Nikki, just a wonderful, wonderful woman, and her son, Tony, and Tony's wife, Broninger, of course, Nikki's husband, Vaughn, my brother, Vaughn Raymer, and six grandchildren. Taylor McDaniel, Tanner McDaniel, Tyler Matt, and Colby, and Jason Raymer, and Adam Raymer. One great-grandchild, Owen. And that's my great-nephew. A brother, Jerry Hensley of Lexington. Six sisters, Phyllis, Kay, Karen, Velma, Teresa, and Lisa, all of Hazard, Kentucky. And so many nieces and nephews. We will miss her. She will be greatly missed. June McDaniel, fine woman. Thank you, Connor. Fine, fine woman. We're losing so many good people here, and, you know, June was one of the best, no doubt about it. I want to say something about this No Kings protest. Around 2,000 of you gathered over at Medical Center Parkway, and that's a good thing. A lot of people showed up. I had people talking to me about it. I was at a situation, I had a meeting last night, and people that were over there, that were active in it, and glad to be part of it. Not a bunch of people carrying torches and all that. And of course, it was the middle of the day. And, I think only one goofball wound up wearing a gun, you know, came around showing everybody his pistols. So whatever, you know, you always got one you got to put up with. But I will assure you, I wasn't there now, let me say this, but it sounds as though he was outnumbered. So thank goodness it was a great event. And some 12.1 million nationwide, okay? I noticed this evening before I left, this was on, I believe it was CNN, I'll stand corrected, of Canada, their population wanting a new trade partner not to trade with the United States. 91% of their population that was asked would rather not do business with the United States at this time. 91%. I'd sure like to sit down and let them know, you know, folks, presidents come and go. But some of our institutions, many of our institutions stay, okay? Presidents come and go. They have all my life. And I mean, for goodness sakes, the last date I had was during the Carter administration, okay? Connor doesn't know who that is, but he was in there with Lincoln. And seriously, I mean, and a lot of you younger folks don't know. And that's fine. That's history. That's the way it goes. That's life. That's the way it goes. But at any rate, like I said, presidents come and go. And this president, too, will go one day by himself or whether or however he wishes to go and exit the place. That will be his affair. And or by, you know, he's talking about running for the third term. And this Andy Ogles of Franklin, well known for me with his record and his past, wanting him to be able to run for a third term. Great day for the Republicans, I guess. But anyway, whatever. We've got a caller on the line, I believe. Do we have a caller?
Yes, sir, we do.
Caller, go ahead. I dare take this call on this broadcast. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Raymer, how you doing?
Hello, is this Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff, how are you doing, my friend?
Oh, not too bad. I just wanted to tell you, I saw a little bit ago one of my friends, he said he was at the protest on Saturday, said it was peaceful, and said they just wanted to make a statement, he said, of what was going on. So.
It sounds like they did. It sounds like they made a very reasonable statement, too.
He said it was peaceful, didn't nobody do no hollering or screaming or none of that stuff, or, you know. They had no rock throwing or none of that.
Right.
I heard they formed a line or something, a pretty good long line, of course, 2,000 people. Of course, they were saying, like I said, I think most of them were peaceful. I know Nashville's more, as they said, was fairly peaceful thing. So.
You know, they said, Jeff, it was in excess of 12 million people nationwide. Nashville had a protest, I think, in all of our major cities. And, you know,
a lot of them in Tennessee, the police were real wary of what was going to go on, but they said they would be there to, in case something was to happen. You know, they were still, you know, very, of course, and everything. Of course, we had the Minnesota business earlier today. Of course,
terrible. I know.
Terrible.
I know.
That's quick, but motivated, they say. Of course, they haven't found that guy yet. They've got some evidence. They say that.
Well, and of course you have that, and as you know by now, there's all kinds of stories going around all that. Look, folks, this is no way to deal with differences. Regardless, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. You know, this is, and of course, I have a feeling anytime something like this happens, there's a lot more to it than just a person running in with a gun and shooting somebody.
Yeah. Well,
don't get me wrong, it's terrible.
What it was, he first aid police officer, you know that.
I had heard that, and I guess that is true. I think they verified that.
He first day the police officer went to their home, rang the doorbell, what they said.
Man.
Rang the doorbell on one of them or something. He had shot two other people that they were going to be okay with. Of course, the other two were killed, the wife and the husband. I know they were talking about this morning on a show, and they say people now, like you, talk about putting your name on it. These people don't want to run. They don't want to run anymore. They just don't want to do it because of the fact of, you know, you might get, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen to you. And like they said, this one lady said, you know, these smaller offices, they actually publish your address, you know, where you live at. Instead of everything like that. So, you know, people knows where you live, know what you do and all this. He was just scared they won't do it. They're not going to, it's for themselves, they're not going to,
sure. And well, and you know, I can understand that. But you know, I'll tell you this, being from a small town, and you, I guess, being around here in Murfreesboro, one time Murfreesboro was a smaller town. It's much bigger. It's much bigger now. Connor handed me the plans for the new, of course, we're into the middle of it here with what's the development that will happen here, as you know, with WGNS. And then, of course, now Bank of America is getting in. That building will be in the midst of it. But now there are smaller towns, I know, but everyone knew everyone else. So there wasn't much going to go on that somebody didn't know what was happening. Okay?
Yeah.
So I think that will pass in time. It's fresh on everyone's mind right now. But time has a way, thank goodness, of healing all wounds, the old saying goes.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't believe that will deter many people.
I hope it doesn't. Well, I was gonna say you hear about the court case on Friday about Trump was talking about the citizenship and stuff in voting, and the judge ruled he couldn't do that. Said it was unconstitutional to be a U.S. citizen voter or something like that. Did you hear about that?
I heard something about that, and he's losing every case he pulls down there. He's just wasting everyone's time.
Yeah.
Well, he is. I mean, he wastes valuable time. And let me say this now. And people say, well, that's his right. You know, look, he knows he's going to lose these lower courts. Do you know what this is costing the taxpayers?
No. I know what that parade cost us last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like to?
$45 million. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, that's the tag I'm hearing. You know.
Yeah, and if a road messed up, D.C. had to be $450 million. I mean, it's 50.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had to lay down sheets of steel in places for the tanks. And I think they're equipped. They have to change out the tracks. They put rubber tracks on them, I believe, because obviously, it's a huge expense. And then the troops themselves, you've got to feed and house these people. I mean, this was a big deal. $45 million worth, you know.
Like they said, the Army didn't even want this or whatever it is. They didn't even want to do this.
No, they didn't. I mean, they have literally at this time in history, I don't mean to get nostalgic here, but at this time in the scope of history, they have more important things to do. We've got a situation in Iran and Israel that's going to take some tending to, you know.
Yeah, Trump thinks Iran's going to come to the bargaining table. They can come back with 2,500. They ain't going to bargain. They ain't going to bargain. They don't going to bargain with nothing. They don't know nothing. All they know is a bomb. So. But I want to tell you, too, I told you today about the other dictators going. You think they kind of traded parade notes there for the Chinese leader and Trump. Think they traded some notes there, you know.
He didn't even have a parade, did he?
His birthday didn't have one, though. And they can't remember 6 months in China, but
they
but of course that egg says there our mystery went way up since Trump got in. We're military, they just signed up you know, they want to fight for Trump. They don't want to fight for. They was talking about what an embarrassment in being in Biden and done this, you know, da da da, all this business, da da da, all that. Biden's got sense. He would never do it. So
I'll tell you, there's something else, anything. You know, hey, how did the spring fling go? You and I discussed this. They're looking at parts of it.
What they decided to do, they're going to do it over a 2-week period because they've got so many sports. They decided to make flag football a championship sport. So they're going to have a state championship for that. It's going to be in Murfreesboro next spring. They decided to play during the springtime.
Right.
Play in the spring. So now there's 7 spring sports down in Tennessee.
Here in Tennessee, but now some of those will be in other cities?
Oh, yeah. Tracks will be in Knoxville, Tennessee, University of Tennessee.
Okay, all right.
Chattanooga is going to host the tennis, I think. And then most of the rest of it is going to be in Murfreesboro, I think. I know for softball and baseball and boys soccer and I know flag football, lacrosse I'm not sure about, but I know those 4 will.
Right, okay.
So that lacrosse, I'm not sure where that's. And then they've done some other sports this last year, like cross country. They're moving that around the state. That's going to be in Memphis.
Sure, cross country is a different deal. Sure.
It's a fall sport, but now the TSAA has 15 championship sports now. They've got five in the fall, 3 in the winter, and 7 in the spring. So
wow.
They're pretty mm-hmm. good here in a few weeks. The fall stuff starts in July, golf starts, and all of it cranks up. It'll be middle of August, everything cranks, and it just goes again. Starts all over, so it won't be too much longer, and everything. O'Brien and John will be cranking up with the football again.
It won't be long. You know, we get through June, and here we go into July, and before you know, you're at the middle of July. I mean, and what is it about August? I think the high school football starts cranking up.
18th, they start the fourth, but I can't remember what the first week of the football is usually toward the end of August. They can start the football season. But yeah, it'll be here not this coming week, but next week's the dead period, the 2-week dead period.
Right.
Athletes can communicate with the coaches. They can work out on their own. They can't do anything with coaches for 2 weeks. That'll be the dead period they have every year. So 2 weeks.
Okay.
It'll be here for you before you turn around.
I'll tell you, it comes quick. It really does. It flies by.
Hey, Emily, have a great week. Enjoy your show, and keep up the good fight, man.
Hey, listen, I want you to go tonight and be sure and treat those heel spurs, okay?
I'll see what I can do. I'll treat you both spurs.
I'll talk to you later. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Neal. Good listener, loyal listener, WGNS. We appreciate him. Thank you, Jeff. I always grateful for his input. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's go to another break right now, if we can, Connor. We're going to go to another break, and I'll be back with you right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Starbucks is hiring for a fully remote dream job. Travel the world, make TikTok videos, and drink coffee. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. The job posting says, quote, "For one epic year, you'll travel the world. Think Milan, Tokyo, Colombia, Dubai, Costa Rica, and more, capturing the vibes, culture, and people behind every Starbucks experience," unquote. Pay ranges from $80,000 to $136,000, with the possibility of a bonus. Applicants must be 18 or older, no work experience or college degree required. The candidate must have strong storytelling skills and familiarity with TikTok and Instagram. For Gen Z, Starbucks' new posting is a dream come true because it values the exact thing young people are criticized for, being chronically online. I'm Jeff Colvin.
All right. Thank you. I want to take a minute here. I want to thank J. Mullins Jewelers. Thank you all. And I've got to get with Tim, Tim Mullins, who runs the entire operation now. Michelle and Garrick, thank you all so much for being advertisers. Your brother Jeff was one of my first here on when I got here, and I appreciate your patronage to me. Thank you so much. Folks, check out their store. Complete whole cabinet full. Not only extra rings and diamonds and gold and all that, but Citizen watches and affordable watches. They're none of these Bill Gates watches, you know, or none of that stuff. These are affordable watches and good quality, top quality. And, you know, it was over our son's this afternoon. I noticed he's wearing one now. And, I mean, our family, we've purchased a lot of things from them, I can tell you that. But whether they were sponsors here or not, we'd probably purchase them there anyway, because it's just good quality and good service and good people. And we appreciate that. And my entire family, at one time or another, I think has purchased, or the kids are up and grown up now, and they're starting to go by. And I don't know whether the Tim and the staff even know it there or not, you know, because these kids grow up, and you know, all that good stuff. But check them out always. Take time to go by J. Mullins. They're over on Northfield. And look at their website. And they can make you, if you got some jewelry laying around that, you know, mom and dad had, you're not sure what they want to do with it, what you want to do with it, you want to make a certain ring out of it. I've got one on my hand that I wear. It's this one right here. It's a Master Mason's ring that Jeff, we worked on this ring for probably 6 or 7 months before they finally got down to making it. We took our time with it intentionally. And, you know, they're just good folks. And they'll work with you and put it together and make it work. So check out J. Mullins always. And I appreciate them. They've been sponsors here for many years now. And with the rest of the station, too. I want to say something which may, and some of you are listening tonight, I've got a statement here on letters to the editor in the Nashville paper in the Tennessean. And they're talking about Metro Nashville Council can be cut in half. Tennessee Court of Appeals has ruled, and the General Assembly concocted another plot against Nashville and their lack of wisdom. After years of Nashville's good governance, the Metro Council of 40 members was halved by state law. And the appeals lost. This dictates that we, the people's representatives, will have double the area to represent. And if the council's cut to 20, which includes one or two at-large members, then each council member will need an advisor, thus 20 advisors. After voting for advisors in a general election, they will be paired with a council member, of course, and the council members will each have 2 votes for all business before them. And that goes on a little bit more. That's from Elaine Hackerman there in Nashville. I say this, and the reason I read that, you know, whether or not we realize it, this affects us. And the state assembly needs to be made aware of this. How many of you within the last year have been to Nashville to go to a nice restaurant to go eat? Okay. How many of you have been, and our younger people especially, excuse me, concerts? Big names come to town. How many of you older folks have been lately with AC/DC, the Rolling Stones, and some of our country artists are starting to get on up in years too. George Strait, all these people that are filling Nissan Stadium. How many of you go to that? Nashville provides that. Not to mention the Grand Ole Opry every Friday and Saturday night. I think they still do a matinee, I think, on Sunday. I'm not sure. And, you know, so what happens in Nashville does affect us. It affects us something, and what we do here affects Nashville. And I know we've talked about the rail system and everything for years, and I understand that. And I think one day, we all know that's going to come. It's going to happen. How? I don't know. But Nashville will play the part in it to make it work. They have to, and they know that. But, you know, whether you like sports, how many of you have tickets? Many of you here, I know for a fact there are many people here that hold PSLs to Tennessee Titans games. You're Predators fans. You go to Predators games. Some of you even go back, you still like the Nashville Sounds, and that's okay. They're great. You know, it's great. It's a great night out. Very affordable anymore. By today's standards for a family, man, his wife want to take their child or two or three children, you want to have a night out, go eat a hot dog, watch a ball game, it's a good night out. What happens in Nashville affects us. And what we do here can affect Nashville. So don't always just kick Nashville down. Well, Nashville's Nashville and Murfreesboro. I understand that. But understand, Nashville offers a great incentive for so many people to move right here to good old Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and right here to good old Middle Tennessee and all the counties surrounding it. Nashville is the draw. And how many do we see, especially from Murfreesboro? You can look at the timers every morning on your morning newscast. At 6, 7 o'clock, drive time into Nashville. Murfreesboro has the longest. Why? More people, more cars, more traffic. It's a fact. So don't rule that out, okay? What affects Nashville affects us all in a big way. From business to entertainment to sports, and sports has become, of course, entertainment, whether we like it or not. It is, and it affects us all. And big names living in Nashville. So many people live in Nashville. Jim Nance of CBS Sports. You hear him every Sunday. He's a golf enthusiast. He loves it. He loves the sport, and he calls a lot of the PGA tournaments. Fantastic, fantastic broadcaster. Living right in Nashville, Tennessee, or was, I think he still is. The reason? We're within a stone's throw, by jet, of many, many cities that carry major sports, except for, of course, on the West Coast. That's a little different story, but I'm sure they have people in their area that handle that end of it. So, at any rate, keep that, just keep it in mind. It's something to think of. You know, I wanted to... if we can, the Real Time with Bill Maher was on Friday night. Now, I know it's crazy for a guy that's on the radio saying, y'all need to watch this. But I'm going to tell you, y'all need to watch this. They were talking about something that I have a book, and I'm going to search this week for it, at my house, and I forget who it was by. I'm going to have to do some research. I tried to look it up once, couldn't find it. It's very obscure, I'm sure. But the title of this book was called The End of Work. Okay? They were talking about this very same thing on Bill Maher, The Real Time with Bill Maher, which it's broadcast later on HBO normally is. Now, this weekend we've had some differences with terrible tragedy in Minnesota and the Israel-Iran situation and everyone keeping up on that. And then with, of course, the protests that have happened and the president, Trump's birthday and all that, it's been quite a distraction for all the networks, regardless of who they were. Look this up. And what they're talking about is the... discussion, that part on in the broadcast, of AI, okay? And how AI is affecting this situation to where, as one man said, their ultimate goal is to get us to where none of us work anymore. And the goal is how to keep everyone fed and happy. And what are we going to do if you don't have a job? What are you going to do to be good, to be useful in your life? other than just having children and finding a mate, and you know. But you can't do that 24 hours a day. So it's something to look at. And I had a book, and I promise you this week I'm going to take a look at it. Honey, get ready. It's in that bookcase in the house somewhere, or it was. I hope we haven't thrown it away. And it was titled The End of Work. That was the name of the book. And in one sentence, I remember the guy, and I thought it was so crazy. He wanted to build his own computer. His own computer. And he said, I mean, I thought the guy was off his rock, and he actually said this. He said, in the end, I want my computer to be proud of me. I said, what are you? I'm not worried about a piece of machinery. I don't know. Come on up. We've got about 20 of them sitting up here looking at me and Connor now. I don't know. I guess they're going to attack us one of these days. But, you know, I mean, that's where we were back then. But this has come to pass. And it's just something to think about. If you get a chance, pull it up. You can pull it up on YouTube. Real Time with Bill Maher, the Friday. June 13th, believe it or not. Friday the 13th when it was on. And take a look at that. And again, our Rob Mitchell situation here. I replayed that broadcast last week with attorney Bud Carman on behalf of Mr. Mitchell, our Rutherford County property assessor, who has done a stellar job as far as I'm concerned, and most people will agree. And it seems there are certain people that would just rather Mr. Mitchell pack up and just leave town. Well, I don't think he's going to be that easy. But this is before a chancellor right now to be looked at, and there will be a decision made on this, and we'll let you know when it happens, and keep you abreast of that situation. And to my knowledge, Mr. Mitchell is certainly in the clear, and there was a discrepancy, and they're working on it. The comptroller's office is working on it, and they're going to look at that and take care of it. Is that for me?
It was Arnold White, but the line went dead, so he'll probably call back.
Okay, caller, if you called, sorry, call back. We'll take your call. We're not hanging up on anybody. $12 million yesterday in the peaceful protest march yesterday, and like I said, at a cost of your tax dollars for Trump's birthday was $45 million. So we've mentioned that already. I did also want to mention, of course, the senator out of California that was thrown out this week of one of Kristi Noem. She's the dog killer, by the way, of the Kristi Noem press conference. The senator was not injured. He was, I'm sure you've seen the videotape, he was wrestled to the floor and handcuffed and all that mess. And It's totally unnecessary. He was simply trying to ask a question. It's just that simple. And, if that could happen to a sitting United States senator, what about me or you? Or is anyone of that bunch allowed to be asked a question anymore? Are they allowed to ask a question? I don't know. You know, we have a caller on the line. Connor's going to get him on right now. Caller, you're on the air. Please, go ahead.
Yes, Ed, how are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm just sitting here watching you again on my
okay.
Big screen TV.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I'd clean the picture up, but I can't do anything.
Now, I just wanted to thank you for what you do every Sunday night, you know, talking. And it's just we need to start talking more to each other.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Who am I talking with again? I'm sorry.
This is Arnold White.
Arnold, AJ. Yeah, okay. No, yep. you're exactly right, and you know, it's, I was just speaking of, and I know you heard this, and I know you do, you're not a person for confrontation, and I know that you're not.
Yeah.
But when Senator Padilla was thrown out of a press conference, and this is a sitting United States senator, simply for trying to ask a question, I wonder what could happen to a normal guy like me or you.
Yeah.
You know, and talking is what it's all about. You know.
Yep.
And I was glad to hear. I don't know. Did you go out for any of the marches yesterday? I didn't know if you participated in that at all.
Yeah, I drove past the one that was in Murfreesboro.
Right.
I had to go to a funeral at
right.
the same time that they were having the protest, but I did manage to drive by, and it did look very much like there were 2,000 plus people there. They had that sidewalk line for, I don't know, 10 blocks, it looked like.
I heard some people say it was a very decent crowd. I mean, I do mean decent people that were there, and some of them had the signs and the shirts and all that, and that's fine, but not a ruckus, so to speak. And out of more than 12 million people nationwide, not bad, you know, not bad at all. How have you been doing? How are you making it through this stuff?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm getting older, like everyone else. Starting to develop a little aches and pains here and there, but it could be a whole lot worse. It's not.
It could.
You're very welcome.
No, I thank you for your call. I thank you for your friendship, and I thank you for your listening to this broadcast. And I'm sorry I'm on your big screen. I hope it works fine after we go off the air.
Yeah. just as long as the image doesn't burn in, it'll be all right.
You've even got Connor laughing now. Okay, that's enough, AJ. I'm going to let you go.
All right, you have a good.
AJ White, thank you, Arnold. Arnold, good fella, loyal listener, loyal supporter. Thank you so much. And a good friend from over the years. And I'll tell you what, thank you, Arnold. Appreciate
you're
you.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And, you know, I appreciate Connor. Thank you. We're going to get out of here. And I'll tell you what, things go like we hope. We'll be back here, good Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise. But till next Sunday at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.